Hello there, welcome to another episode of Motherhood Talks with me, Ian Troops. How has your week been? Yes, it's Friday. Yay, it's a Friday. I'm sure a lot of you are counting down the hours to just go and relax and chill and have fun at home and sleep after such a long day at work. Whether you're at work in the office or you're, you know, doing the whole remote thing. I hope you are really, 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 you're just going to enjoy yourself over this weekend. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to another episode of my show. Is this a show? I don't know. My podcast. I'm very delighted, always very happy to talk to you. Those of you that have been listening, God bless you. Those of you that are just joining, they're just coming to this, just finding out about me. Well, I'm very happy to have you here. Happy to have you listen to me. I'm grateful that you would consider listening to my voice, to my message, to my content. So what am I talking about today? I'm going to be focusing on managing problems or challenges, right? As mothers, oh gosh, it's like endless. I remember getting married, you know, and thinking to myself, oh, you have to now manage another person's problem, not just yours. You have your husband in the boat, and then you evolve, you grow, and then you start having children, and you have 1, 2, 3, oh my God, and you have more things, more people to cater for, more issues, all sorts. It's quite interesting, isn't it? From being that single person who is like trying to manage herself and understand the world, to being a wife and then a mother. The growth can be dramatic. The experience can be dramatic. No wonder a lot of people are, some people are very particular about, you know, settling down and having kids. First of all, is the concept, the idea of having a husband, and then the fact that they would want to add having kids to the equation is just like, no, I don't want. Well, if you're in that boat, I hope you find the strength one way or the other, if you do change your mind, to cope with what, you know, how life just tries to get you to be smarter and wiser and better at managing it. So I just hope you get it right. And if you choose to just stay the way you are, that's fine. There's no reward, no nothing, you know, it's all good. Anything you choose to do is fine. But I find it's an experience to have to go through these stages of life where you become where you transform to these other roles, you know, as a result of the people that you invite into your life. It's quite an experience that I feel that everybody should try and experience, and it really does mature you, even though it's a lot of work. So how are you managing problems or challenges, issues, you know, in your life if you're a mother? How are you doing it? How do you cope? You know, you wake up in the morning all bright and happy, and then in the afternoon you hear some funny news that something has happened either to your car or to your house, in your house, or to some family member, or at work, you know, something always creeps up, right? So you're constantly thinking to yourself, what is this, you know? So how do you manage all of these things with the other responsibilities that you have to take care of? How do you deal with it? How do you deal with circumstances beyond your control? Well, I've been asking a lot of questions. Personally, because I'm always coming from a godly perspective, I think it's important to always pray. My mother is always praying, and it's something I'm taking from her as well. I mean, I don't think I pray as much as my mom, but I mean, she has way more experiences than I do, so I'm sure I'll get there where you know that you have to depend completely 100% on God to help you through every challenge, through every circumstance that you experience, good or bad. So yeah, prayer is a powerful key, a powerful way to manage the issues that you're going through. And specific prayers are so important. You know, specific prayers, I pray that the Holy Spirit guides you and leads you through the prayers that you need to pray per season, per week, per day, you know, per month, over your life, your family, and all that, and you will, yeah, indeed find strength. This notion that when we pray, we will not have problems, that's not correct. You know, when we pray, God gives us the grace to go through and experience these problems and, you know, be better and wiser and stronger after, you know. We always expect that we pray, God, send answers, send, you know, deliver me from this. And all of a sudden it disappears. Sometimes it does. You know, there's some issues that are really, really, really powerful and really, really important to God that he could rescue you from, like that, you know. But then there are times when he will allow you to go through it, to experience it, so that you become better, you become a better human being. So it depends. Your job, our job, is just to pray. He determines, he decides what he wants to answer, what solutions he wants to bring into your life. But you never stop praying, whether or not he answers. You never stop praying. You never stop believing that he can help you. He can solve, you know, help you manage the issues that you're going through. Another thing that I find very rewarding is planning. You know, a lot of times we by ourselves, with our own hands, we get into challenges that we didn't plan for, because we didn't think through things properly, you know. And so things just sort of erupt and we're like, oh, how did I find myself here? So I think it's important for us to always plan. It's important for us to always think through what we're doing, and be sensitive. You know, there's a spirit of discernment that's available to everyone, you know, so it's something that we should all, you know, seek and desire as fruit of the Spirit, you know. So I think a spirit of discernment while you're planning your life through every stage, every year, you know, will help you to manage life as it comes and thrive, right? And avoid some unnecessary challenges that other people would normally go through. So the spirit of discernment is very, very key. I hope that you find the time to ask God for that spirit, to empower you with that spirit. As I'm talking to you now, you know, these are the things that I would also want to do and build, you know, in my life, develop in my life. So another thing that I say that I do, how I manage problems, is to count it all joy. The Bible says count it all joy when you go through diverse trials and temptation. You know, it's amazing how someone can be in so much trouble and still find the strength to praise and still find the strength to be happy. You know, problems are like endless. They're never ending, right? So you don't stop being happy or joyful when you experience problems. In fact, I think it's a key to saying, shame on you, devil, shame on you, you know, whatever spiritual, whatever that's going on, that's trying to defeat me or bring me down, you know, shame on you, right? So, it's just saying, hey, I am aware of these problems, but I'm not going to allow it to affect me. So the spirit of praise is so critical. I cannot underestimate it. You know, when you just think of a song and praise, when you find the strength to dance, to laugh, to, you know, enjoy, it comes with a certain type of character, you know, over time. It's hard sometimes, it can be hard, can be difficult, but it's possible. So yes, a spirit of praise is something we can all adapt, it's something we can all adopt rather, when we go through challenges. So these are my like top three ways that I handle the challenges or whatever negativity that comes my way through life. It can be hard, can be tough, you know, but it's something that we practice over time. I have seen people in deep serious issues and still have, you know, the strength is amazing, and it's only grace, only God that can do that. So I pray that you find that kind of grace with God, and He helps you, you know, overcome every challenge that comes your way, and develops that spirit of patience in you, which is the scripture I've quoted, James 1 verse 2, that talks about counting it all joy. And then that patience will work something perfect and complete in you, you know, as we wait, all wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's it from me today. Thank you very much, as always, for taking these 12 minutes of your time, your precious time, to listen to me. God bless you. I will be back again next week, Friday, to talk on another topic of interest that I hope will be beneficial to you. So have a blessed weekend. Enjoy yourself, relax. Enjoy yourself, relax. Yes. Do as much fun activities as you can. Sleep if you need to. You know, live your life quietly and intentionally and, you know, purposefully. You know, yeah. So thank you and God bless.